Beth and Dave in the morning.
Anyone know what this is? Class? Anyone?
Light 98.7. The best variety of the 80s through today. Now, can I call X's and O's by Ellie King about football since football season is here, Beth? Come on.
Not until the Giants win, Dave. Not until the Giants win.
We may be waiting a while then. I don't know. The woman who hates everything is back, Beth, with a new message that she left.
Yes, I'm calling about your morning show, Beth and Dave. Where the heck did you ever get them from? They are terrible.
God bless that woman.
Light 98.7.
Hey, here's a tip for you. If you have to have conversations all day with people, but you hate making eye contact, just stare at their mouths or ears or nose. The people you're talking to can't tell the difference.
But above the chin, I think, is the takeaway
yeah.
message.
Eyes up here.
Button your shirt, Dave.
One Republic with Beth and Dave on Light 98.7.
Woke up in London yesterday.
We don't recommend it. Corey Hart on Light 98.7 with the best variety of the 80s through today. It's Beth and Dave. Good morning.
Good morning. At least that would be an explanation, Dave. I mean, if you were wearing sunglasses. Here's the story. Every Christmas morning, I make this French toast casserole thing. And every year since they first opened, I've been using Utica Bread's brioche.
So big deal. I forgot the bread and it's still missing. But
Dave, you didn't forget it. You lost it somewhere between your car and the house.
All right. Hi, what's your name?
Alicia.
Hey, what's up?
My boyfriend lost his teeth at Burger King.
Did you ever find them again?
No, he went through the dumpster.
Oh, my God. Goodness, and never found them. Holy bananas. He might win.
$2,000 teeth.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this was just like $12.99 for a loaf of bread, so now I don't feel so bad.
Thanks for saving me.
It's time for Your Mom Must Be So Proud.
Morons. Dummy. Idiot.
With Beth and Dave in the morning on Light 98.7.
Yes, our favorite state of the union, Beth.
Florida.
Pasco County, to be exact. Where sheriffs had to pull over Don Schwartz for speeding in the Bedrock Point subdivision.
I hate when you're in the Bedrock subdivision.
He was pulled over in a smart car, decked out to resemble the Flintstones' famous leg-powered footmobile.
Okay, that's funny.
Again, Flintstones car, Bedrock subdivision, and the sheriff's office at Pasco County actually played along with the whole thing, and they said that, quote, Fred Flintstone was released on his own recognizance.
Come on, that's funny, though.
That is good.
If you're dressed like Fred Flintstone driving one of the Barney Mobiles, I think you deserve to get out of your ticket.
He's a good boy.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Beth and Dave in the morning.
But Popeye says, I am what I am.
Well, I didn't marry a cartoon.
On Light
98.7.
Dave got a message from Jolie. She said, you guys are killing me with the Yabba Dabba Doo thing. That's the ringtone for my husband on my phone, so every time you play it, I go to pick up the phone.
Ha!
She said her hubby works in a quarry and is actually a loader operator, so he could be Fred Flintstone driving the large dinosaur picking up the rocks.
Yabba Dabba Doo!
That is great.
That's us, Jolie. Go pick up your phone.
And here's TLC with more of the best variety of the 80s through today. What's trending? Coming up in just a few minutes with Beth and Dave on Light 98.7.
Central New York can be kind of cold and gray. It's awfully difficult to try and start your day. You search for something that is fun to hear. But you listen to most morning shows and say,
not up in here!
Not up in here!
Beth and Dave come through. Beth and Dave.
Light 98.7, the best variety of the 80s through today. Counting Crows, Vanessa Carlton, and Beth and Dave in the morning just lifing our way through a Monday.
Look, I see life as a verb.
That was Matthew McConaughey in a Time.com interview.
Use it in a sentence, please.
We're lifing our way through another Monday. Would you like to life with me later today and go cycling?
I would like to be caking through life.
What are the nouns that would best be used as verbs?
Ice creaming through life.
Ice screaming. I see what you did there.
Sometimes ice screaming.
Yeah. Right.
Being married to you.
Previously on Beth and Dave in the morning.
There's a new law that requires all hospitals in the United States to list prices of all items and their services online.
So it would go, let's see, ER visit 125, x-ray 85, removing the wrong limb, priceless.
Very good, Dave.
Beth and Dave with the best variety of the 80s through today on Light 98.7.